This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys suck. Jiggle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, May 28th, 2025.
Yeah.
It sure the hell is.
Well, how the hell are you?
I'm doing... damn good. How the hell are you?
You know, I'm pretty good considering my my morning routine's a little thrown off.
I throwed him for a loop.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's...
Here's where, in fact, boy, feel free to honestly chime in. Okay. I feel like I set... not I don't just set, but I and here I do. I mean, it'd be silly to stand here and talk. I set and I have ideas, and this is where that thing came in the other day about me wanting to test myself on that stuff. I'll just sit here and think of like little things, little funny things, and then but it's stuff that I don't know how to technically produce. So then I, in my fun vernacular and southern ways, try to describe said idea from my brain to Fat Boy. Do you think it, you need it today? I was like, man, I think we need it today. So he's over there just typing away, doing all his moving, like a real DJ should be, you know, with moving levels and stuff. And
there's a lot that goes on.
There's a lot. And you're awesome at understanding. It's like when you try to Google something, you're like, how do I make this machine... or whatever, understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Like, how do I Google this, you know?
Yeah.
That same thing kind of applies to me. Is like, I try to describe ideas. And it's just like, you're sitting there like, okay, all right.
Like, you see what I go through to mix something and get it ready.
Yeah,
like,
I sure do.
That's why it pisses me off when somebody wins an award when all they do is put a spot, a commercial, if you will, in the system.
Yeah.
And they get a credit on the award for not really doing anything to produce it or voice it. Or
yeah, I feel that.
Some guy that used to work here, he had a lot of those credits. I'm like, you don't really know how to do it.
But, and I don't know if we're talking about the same person. And when you say here, you mean for the company, not this room or show or anything. But I just want to put that out there. But you, it doesn't necessarily give you job security to win a bunch of awards.
No.
Clearly.
Well. Like, enjoy your SCAP awards.
I mean, and the weird thing is, like, I think they're all downstairs still, the awards that they won.
You know kind of why I want them is, you know, when they're like, you want to go to this? I'll be like, I've already got some. We good.
Oh.
That's really the
reason. I didn't even take hours home. I accepted it and gave it straight to somebody.
I think Fat Boy's treating it like the Pro Bowl. Yeah. It's like your first Pro Bowl. Like, you want to invite all your family to come. You're going to save everything. And then the next time, you're like, God, the season's over. I don't want to go back to Hawaii again.
Did they even let you go up and accept it?
I was surprised.
I kind of am, too.
I just, at first, I got, okay, this is great. Second, I got obnoxious about it. And then the third, I took a bow. That was it.
You know what I like to do?
I took a bowel movement on her fourth.
That's what I need to. There are awards for people that haven't worked here in probably well over 10 years. I like to take those off the wall and hide them. If possible.
So, are you serious?
I love the mind of Fat Boy.
Well, plus,
it's
I'm trying to figure out how some people got an award. I'm like, you were a complete drunk who you probably shouldn't have had a job, but I guess you knew somebody who got you a job and...
You're shooting this morning, y'all.
You were just like you were nice to me, but like you were always drunk.
Yeah,
Female.
Yeah, so oh, like, yeah.
I'm gonna take this off the wall. You don't really need an award. It's not a shots award. Or,
what do you just? It's a shots award. The only award you have is at a bar hanging somewhere. What do? You? I mean, don't give away your hiding place per se, but do you have fun with it? Like, you put them in obvious places, like turn them backwards or something.
Sometimes
I'll put them in the bathroom.
Or like
all in the boys' room.
Do you remember?
That's where we smoke.
Yeah, I know.
Remember where Jeff's office used to be?
Outside?
Well, up under the stairwell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That may or may not be one of the hiding spots.
You've got like a
that's great.
You're like the way the Nazis did with all the paintings and all the sculptures and stuff. You went and hide them
somewhere.
They're
in a barn somewhere?
Yeah, just in the corner of an old synagogue somewhere.
Then one person got an award that is no longer with us. I'm like, maybe, should your family have this award?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll take that one down.
What is that? Posture.
I'm going to try to get him to read my...
He was the cousin of the colonel, if you know what I'm saying.
So
same last name. Fred Sanders is who it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not good at... Yeah. That's why I couldn't be on Match Game. I'd give you the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, like, let's
move. But what would, like, if Steel Heddle, the textile factory my daddy and mother worked for, and they're way out of business now, most mills in America. We're bringing it back. And it's like, you have to build new mills, or you're going to have to kick out all the rich people who bought lofts.
I know, there's three lofts now.
But if Steel Heddle was still open and they cleaned out a room or something, they said, hey, we found this, let's give it to Mom this time. We found this... award your mother won for running a loom.
A loom award.
We'd like you to have it. I'm like, all right.
That's cool. Kind of nice.
Well, yeah. But I mean, am I going to hang it on the wall at the house? I'm not.
No, I definitely wouldn't, because my name's not on it. Now, look, I know somebody who could replicate these awards. And I can easily get one and have a name put on it.
Did you just say the name of the city as well where you can get it done? You said easily. You can easily get it done.
Easily.
Like, I got the hookup, but I don't think they're going to go check the records, right? Nobody checks that stuff anymore, I don't think.
What the records of what specifically?
Like, you know, who won what award in what year.
I don't know.
Fact checker.
Like, I forget when we were.
Hey, watch your left mouth, lady.
I can't remember.
Fact checker.
Speaking the truth this morning.
I can't remember when we were nominated for a Marconi. I don't remember the year.
I remember driving down there with you, fat boy.
I remember eating your steak.
Gross.
I'm like, you're going to eat that steak? Yeah, I don't want it.
Are you going to eat that steak?
Like, well, give it to me. We're not going to win. It's obvious at this point. I'm hearing Ricky Smiley over here.
You know how I am about meat. That didn't sound right.
Speaking of that, I don't want to, like, I want to come back to what we were talking about here. I'm going to write down the word awards. Speaking of that, I don't want to, like, say, yes, this is definitely happening, but I met a woman last night.
Oh.
Well, it's weird to say girl, but, like, yeah, it's, I mean, you know.
Sounds weird.
She's, like, probably in her 30s. I don't know. Maybe I. But anyway. I was supposed to text her this morning and see for sure, but she's going to come on the air, hopefully, this morning. I can't tell you an exact time yet. I know she's going to be at work at 8, so it'll probably be 7 o'clock hour. That she is a vegetarian, and the reason why is, and she's fine to talk about it, the reason why she's a vegetarian is wild. Oh. Just wild, man. Wild. Oh, like Martin Marrow. Wild, man.
Johnny B. Bad.
Is it because she loves animals and had a pet cow? I mean, that's kind of why I feel that way.
Similar.
Oh.
But just a small amount of that. Like, if she gets her butt on her shoulders and doesn't come on today, I will tell you in full.
Okay, I have to know.
But I said, it's not embarrassing. I said, that's, you know, most people eat a certain way because of the way they were taught, you know? And yeah. I'm not talking about birds and the bees stories.
No, if I ate the way I was raised, I would. Never mind. I'd be like, I'm eating wings for breakfast. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, boneless with some honey barbecue?
I go. Oh, no.
Explain to me the birds and the bees real quick.
I don't know.
Because I never got.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because in my mind, they're both hooking up with each other.
I didn't know if birds were men and women were bees. I didn't ever understand the stork thing.
I don't know why they would say birds and the bees, because they mate differently. And obviously, the bees have a queen bee. And that's a very strange situation.
Yeah, that's like a group situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not telling a child that.
I mean, it is. It's like
we're not getting into that story.
She's like, you know, some kind of monarchy. And all these peasants are there just to do it when she's ready and make her some of that honey. Uh-huh. My honey.
Give me your honey. Give me
taste
your honey.
Taste biscuit. Taste biscuit with your honey sauce.
Please, I need that.
We want taste the biscuit.
We have it.
Like Waffle House should buy that song. And every
that
time.
That just makes me happy.
Yeah. Like I used to know the actual Waffle House song because I'd play it. Because it would have. I don't know why I would want to annoy the cook.
Does it make you want to smell syrup?
The person preparing my food, I want to piss them off and play the Waffle House song. But by God, I would.
You'll put a hair in your eggs.
I want to hear that.
What, taste the biscuit? Oh, Bojangles, even. I mean, you're our partners, and I would offer that to you first. The great idea of getting, God, I want to say the name of the duet that did it, but I keep thinking of a restaurant in Spartanburg. Is it Boots and Sonny's? That's a restaurant in Spartanburg. Boot and Tammy.
You're talking about the group?
Yeah. Moose and Moist.
Oh, I thought I had it. I don't have it. I got the song, but I don't have the group.
Oh. Play a song.
That's okay.
Please.
I want to find out what their name, because the name is...
Taste the biscuit.
Yes.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Ah, oh, it's beautiful.
Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
This guy on keyboard don't care.
Get that honey sauce on me.
May.
I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings.
Oh, God. So wild, isn't it?
Taste the biscuit.
That is by...
Taste the goodness of the
toasters and moose.
Ah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh,
toasters
my gosh.
And moose.
Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit
with
the butter spread.
They're in a thrift store singing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
your butter spread all on me.
It has a whole music video to it.
I know a place that has really good butter spread. Like people go there for their butter.
Because when you're at KFC,
really?
You got that special.
They go there for the butter.
Yeah, and the rolls. They do. They'll just order the rolls and the butter, and that's it.
I mean, you're bringing back.
I can't do that.
Memories of freaking Rhines and Quincy's. God.
So good.
And also Fats, I got to give it up. Rest in peace.
Oh, y'all come in the house.
We're gonna miss you.
Then golly bum, boy.
Calabash.
They'd make them. See, they all were brilliant. They took this yeast. They made these rolls. They characterized them. They called them. They body shamed them. Big fat yeast roll.
Fatty yeast roll.
Oh. As a fat child, that's not the stuff you wanted glorified at that point. I was probably called a yeast roll behind my back. Big fat yeast roll. But what they did, they took them and they made them like, can you still say munchkins? I know you can't say midget anymore. Can you say munchkin?
I think you can for now.
All right. So, well, Dunkin' Donuts sells them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would make like munchkin-sized yeast rolls at Fats.
Oh, hallelujah.
I mean, it was just like pop, pop,
oh, yeah.
Pop. Like bonbons. Mm. Pop them in.
Shout out to the Wilkies, Easily Fats.
I like how Fat Boy just goes,
God, I don't know why.
His eyes are closed while he says that. I need to see both your hands and make sure you're not manipulating yourself.
Somebody text in, like, how did that not work? How was that horribly mismanaged, the entire Fats chain? Because that should have lasted a long time.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody else had Calabash chicken. Nobody else had lemon poppy seed rolls.
Nobody.
A lot of people had a Calabash chicken.
So why
but they didn't do it like that, though.
No.
They just didn't.
Why didn't y'all last?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what happened to Woolworth?
Like, I know why Dixie Star Restaurant didn't last. The guy got caught on video trying to burn it down.
Well, that things that happened.
In the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, people don't know where to get punch for their weddings anymore. In Greenville.
They really don't.
And nobody stepped forward and said, you know what? We can make wedding punch. I don't think they have wedding punch anymore because of it either.
They don't.
Miss you, Tanner's.
They got Sangarita or whatever it is.
I love that stuff so much. Tanner's that I'd drive by there, and I didn't really think of it as like a restaurant. I just thought that's where we would, I guess, Hey Baby catered weddings and stuff, or like.
Oh, just, really? Part time?
I don't.
Hey,
Mom. I don't. Maybe it was for parties and stuff too, but I associated it with weddings, and we'd drive by there and say, "Man, can we stop? Man, I want some punch."
Oh man,
crap was good.
Sucks that it ended in such controversy, but
yeah.
I mean, it sucks to get ran out of town. I guess.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's
early retirement, but
it's like the old West, you know.
I like the design of the place, how it never changed. Just had that old feel to it.
Like the little, the little rebel. Remember that one over on 29 Williamson? It always looked the same. Like it could pop in. You could have a sock hop or a doo-wop or whatever the hell. You could shag. I mean, it was just set up that same old school kind of the one drive-in.
The old school one off Cedar Lane, too, that has been 40 different things since.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm. Just thinking about food.
Yep.
Just thinking about food. Mm. Taste the honey sauce. Now, written out the awards. Back to the awards, because I did write it down.
Oh, yeah, the awards.
Nobody
checks that stuff. I mean, you could lie on a resume now. You got to make yourself stand out.
Yeah, but that's what everybody says. You read that and stuff, but like, I think people have smartened up to it now. Like, the way people have smartened up to, like, you know, like I'll give you an example. I was reading, I saw a product last night that I clicked on. I was like, let's see how much this is. It was like not a collectible or anything like that. It's just let's say it was a shirt. It was a t-shirt. And I click on the thing or whatever. And what was my damn point? Come on, man.
You wanted to buy the shirt.
I know. I wanted to buy the shirt, and I go in there, and darn, it's gone. It's gone. I had an example to what we're talking about in that. That was clearly gone really fast.
So we're talking about lying about resumes.
Yeah, lying about resumes.
Awards.
So, thank you. You did it. I'm sitting there reading the description of the said product. I'm like, this is computer written. This is AI written. I can just absolutely tell. I can absolutely tell. I can absolutely tell. When you see certain words that only douchebags talk like that. And
douche balloons.
So that tells me either it's computer written or the owner is a douchebag.
Oh.
One of the two.
Douchebag.
Yeah. Ben douchebag. And darn, I mean, it was like very obvious. And I was like, you know, most people just don't give a crap.
No.
They just don't care. They're just like, oh, yeah, I'm drifting over these words, barely reading every third word.
Well, they expect it, right? Care. Like, you know, they don't.
I don't want to live in a world where it's just expected. Like, when it gets integrated, I always thought it was cool, like, when I would text my, and this is going to be a lame example probably to some, but when I would text my daughter, I would say, I love, and then it would already fill in the you. I was like, it knew I was going to say that.
Yep.
But I felt like it's predicting what I'm going to say. Thus, it's lessening the words.
Oh, so you want to trick it and put a chicken emoji?
No, I just don't. It doesn't. It still writes duck instead of the other word. It still won't learn that I say the F word a good bit on text. But and more or less like an adjective and not so much a verb.
Don't text your cousin. he won't read it.
But that integration, it's like you're not going to believe anything you read. I mean, you'll believe it. Like, yeah, Tony sent that text, but did he mean those words, or was it something that got ran through a Gemini or one of those things?
I mean, like, who's going to read the whole thing now?
The email, I'll give you a great example. The email yesterday from about the a certain spot, as we call it in the business, that 7-8 people had responded to. I went up the top, I summarized this email. 2 sentences, told me everything. I didn't have to read 8 emails. Yeah, that was cool as hell.
I knew if I tagged a certain person, it was going to grow.
Yep.
And I'm like, dang it. But I guess I had to.
Well, you did. Also, the response to my question was stupid, but whatever. It's like, I could have done that. I got Google image search.
It's like working with people who each know part of an answer.
I know.
And they all have to come together to form the whole answer.
I mean, is that why it's called a team? Is that what it is?
It's got to be, right?
Because then, like, when the person at bat doesn't have an idea how to hit that pitch, they're sitting there calling another player out the dugout to come out there and say, hey, man, how do I hit this pitch? Right in front of everybody, if that makes sense for sports fans and people in business. All right. So, anyway, if it's going to happen, and she said it would, she's like, I'm not embarrassed. I don't care. She's going to come on sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. So,
hell yeah. I don't want to ask any questions. So
you don't want to ask questions?
Yeah, beforehand.
Why?
Because I want her to get on here and throw it out
there. Serve for there. And then the BDA today, the best damn audio.
You want a little clip?
Yes.
And it's not the Joker.
It's like a laugh off.
Sound like my grandma and grandpa watching Hee Haw.
Whoa!
I'll tell you who's laughing and what's so funny. It is. I was chuckling that at myself.
It doesn't. They kind of sound like cartoon characters a little bit to me. I don't know why.
Famous rappers though.
All right.
Famous rappers.
Yep.
I can't think of a fun one to say to that.
Talking about the famous trial going on right now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. What were they laughing at?
Can't be laughing about that.
Look, man, all over. mine, for the fourth BDA in a row, contains fart humor. I will just go ahead and say it. But to me, it's like the international language for ha-ha. You know?
Okay.
I had a grandma that actually called going number two a ha-ha. Which is strange to me.
Oh, that's God. Nice.
It's like, what's funny about it? It stinks. It's not good.
That's not funny.
And so the BDA today, the best damn audio, will be taking place.
Did she ever fart in her hand and throw it at you?
They didn't acknowledge them, man. Like,
who's ever done that?
They didn't hear or didn't have good nerves endings down below
the
belt.
They didn't hear.
Because they didn't hear that one of them farted, or they were just like,
oh,
we've been married 60 years. It's not funny anymore. And I'm like, by God, it is.
That's better than blaming it on you, because elderly people, if they did that, you'd be embarrassed.
The hell, this is in there. They're in their 50s, though.
Yeah.
All right. Paige, what is up in the damn
Plex? I would never in a million years think that our president, President Trump, would pardon these people. But he just may do that. We'll find out who they are next in Your Eyes, Guys headlines.
I don't know this. Not in a million years would he expect this.
You never know who.
Wow.
I think he does them a lot more than other presidents.
And why these people, you know?
Oh, what do you mean by these people, Paige?
Well, I mean, you know, what's the connection? Is there a connection, and why?
Was it Barry Bin Laden we're going to pardon? A couple other Bin Ladens?
God.
A couple Husseins? Hussein in the membrane?
Hussein in the brain!
That's my John Force, everybody. Good morning. Thank you.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
We begin with this. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. President Trump will pardon this couple, and he says they've been given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing.
Oh, man. Now I know it.
You do?
Yes. Yes. Ooh. But I can't think of their names. Is it Bonnie and Clyde?
Well, they're dead. So.
Well, you still get pardoned. Posthumously.
And now we know you still get the preemptive pardons. That became a thing.
What?
Biden, remember he did the preemptive pardons?
Oh, yeah. That's like Vanilla Skies.
So that might be setting a precedent. Like other presidents might do that.
We'll go ahead and pardon you because I think you're going to get found guilty.
You'll be guilty.
Huffy.
Vanilla Skies was all dream. Some hints. The two of them were convicted in 2022 of falsifying documents to secure $30 million in fraudulent loans. And they also were convicted of tax evasion.
Oh, man. It's not the Carolina Investors people, right? Somebody else.
Ooh.
Stole everybody's money.
Is it?
I'll give you some more clues.
Give me some more clues.
She was sentenced to 7 years. Meanwhile, he was sentenced to 12 years. They were also ordered to pay $17.8 million in restitution.
Oh, I know who it is now. I'll give you another clue if you
prostitution?
Like.
Restitution.
His oldest son said he might be gay.
Ah.
Magic Johnson?
No, not EJ.
All right, so here's the deal. President Trump will pardon Todd
Chase
and Julie Chrisley.
Westminster's
own. From the show, Chrisley Knows Best. And as you remember, they were convicted of fraud and tax evasion in 2022, and each was sentenced to several years in prison.
They got to, you know, thank their daughter for this one completely. I mean this in the nicest way. She's been annoying about it to the right people for a long time. Mm. Like she's been banging that drum. Well, they got railroaded. And look, they probably did what they were guilty of. I don't know. But it don't matter now.
God, I don't... She was like very... Didn't they try to do a spinoff where she went to college or something?
Well, here's the thing. They were about to do another show they announced a few weeks ago. Now this changes the whole deal.
Is the mom still alive?
Yeah, they're both in prison.
No, but the...
You're talking about Nanny Faye?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still with us.
Oh, good. You know, me and Jug, Jeremy Clements, one night ended up at a place where Chase was at.
Chase.
And I just started videoing myself, and I turned it on him. I was like, hey, man, big fan of your show.
Did you buy a candle?
I said,
I can only imagine what you said.
I love the way your dad says your name, Chase. Chase.
I mean, at least she banged that drum to get him released.
Yeah, good.
And it worked.
Her.
My question is,
she's a regular Kim Kardashian.
If you're pardoned, they're getting out of jail, obviously. What about all the restitution? Does that go away too? Is it like it never happened?
I mean, if you're pardoned, it doesn't exist, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Know.
Yeah, pardon means you're but you still that's a civil matter. I want
to
say.
Well, this was criminal. They had to pay restitution to banks and other places.
Are they letting go of the conviction altogether? Are they just like letting you free from jail?
See, that would be a commutation, right? This is a complete pardon.
I don't even know what that means. A commutation?
They just like, you know, like Obama did it with a bunch of people in jail for weed and like you just knocked the sentence down a little bit.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Just didn't really let them out.
Yeah.
But this is like a complete, like, you know, never happened.
Oh.
You're good to go.
Hmm. So but something like that, like it's not scrubbed from the internet or anything. Like no. It's like,
well, is it scrubbed from the record?
The record, yeah. But what's the record? I mean, the record's the internet now.
Well, like their personal, like criminal history.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I want to see how fast this goes because Trump, you know, when he signs these, they go pretty quick.
Yeah.
So who calls who to say, okay, let him out? Does Trump call himself to the prison? Like, let him go. Let him out now.
Trump has to call Lindsey Graham.
He's waiting outside.
Oh, God. I got to call Lindsey.
What are you doing right now?
Good morning, Donald.
Lindsey, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here thinking about golf and things that men are supposed to think about. How are you?
I need you to drive from Seneca to Florida to let Chrisley out of jail right now.
My God. You know, he knows best. He does.
He does.
He does know best.
I know just somebody broke your window.
Mary keeps saying that.
Yeah.
And just somebody broke his window.
He finally just quit. Like he just went full on white with the hair.
Yeah, he lives where Bowden used to live. It's a nice neighborhood.
Tommy.
So I don't know why somebody would go through and vandalize his house.
Yeah. Well, because they probably don't. I mean, they don't like him politically, or whatever.
But he's the ever there though. I mean, that's
maybe
the,
it's a.
Is he always in Washington?
I feel like it's a decoy house.
Maybe it's a strange. Oh yeah.
Like
oh,
a safe house, maybe.
Yeah, like Warren Buffett's house.
Or what if Trump wants to use it? He's like, I want a vacation. I need your house, Lindsey, right now.
like just I, you got to think like Trump's got a couple like not a Camp David kind of thing, but like he's got to have a place where he goes that he doesn't tell everybody.
Does you know, he?
I mean, he should.
Yeah.
He don't even go to Camp David, right? He's just straight to Mar-a-Lago.
He's like, I'm going to Kennebunkport if I want to.
Does Camp David suck? I've heard like.
I don't know. I mean,
I've never been invited.
They describe like, it as like.
There's nothing to do.
Like the almost the way Graceland sounds, where like it used to be the crap decorated.
But if
like,
it's was, really a camp, would you want to camp with those people? Hell no.
I don't camp. There's no naked women. There's nothing to do.
Sit by
going
the
to Bohemian Grove if you want that.
We're
going to
sit by the bonfire. Stay we're going to talk politics.
Stay with the hillbillies.
Bohemian Grove. All the women had big bushes.
We don't allow those there.
All the hobo looking women with pit hair and big
boho.
Bushes.
It's boho, not hobo.
Oh my God.
You're dyslexic. You're dyslexic.
Right, well, they got
you're
hair.
Dyslexic. And you're dyslexic.
They've got hair like the Three Stooges. And they got a big bush.
God.
Big bush. We love big bush women.
Well, on page, that's your eyes, guys. Headline.
We love the hair down there. Kevin Bacon movie.
I think he's constantly trying to put two fingers in the J.D. Vance. I mean, into his eyes.
What?
Would Vance know it?
Dang it.
I know he's younger, but he's still old enough to know Three Stooges, right?
He would. Why, I oughta.
JD, like, JD, look at.
Paige, thank you.
Here come the fingers, did you?
Fat boy, sport. Oh, we got plenty of time for sports.
Yeah, you know, we have an update on one of the most famous sports cards ever.
Oh, geez.
And Paige might have mentioned their name earlier in the show already.
Their name.
Yeah. This sports card is banned, but it's not stopping people from getting some autographs. So we'll tell you what the card is, and it'll kind of unfold from there.
Billy Ripken.
This card only became famous within the past couple years, when people realized who was in the card.
Ah!
Not who's on the card, but who's in it.
Oh, I have several.
Yep.
I have several.
Which I do too, but I can't go back and find them, because that's one of the most commonly produced sets of...
Yeah. But that's like that's like the Dale Murphy reverse negative. Like,
yeah, it's like a garbage set, like 91 Fleer.
Yeah, so. But to have that though, it's like monumental.
So people are trying to get them signed.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
If you don't know what it is, don't look it up.
Don't. I mean, you like.
Don't ruin it. Damn it.
You're like wanting to like jump ahead in this thing called life. No, yeah. Don't.
Bojangles wants to bring it to you. Don't ruin it for him.
Don't. All right, we'll be back right after this. Don't do it, please. Don't do it.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. It is not brought to you by These Nuts. That was an inaccurate report. Oh. We apologize.
That was rumor mill talk. That's all that was.
That's what it was.
Nothing.
That mill.
Nothing was true.
Po mill, rumor mill.
Damn it.
Today's show is actually brought to you by Your Place or Mine, where Paige is going later. Your Place or Mine.
Yeah, just anywhere for a nap.
Oh, yeah, you'll be napping, all right.
Your place or mine.
I'll be napping.
So, this day of sports history, 68 years ago, National League club owners voted to let the Brooklyn Dodgers move to L.A.
Oh, yes.
But they let the Giants move to San Francisco.
They did.
Oh.
That's why they call them the football Giants in New York.
Yeah.
Because they had the baseball ones.
Yeah.
But they moved to San Francisco.
Ooh, what's giant? Is everything giant?
You got, you know, legends of Willie McCovey, Willie Mays.
Jolly Green Giant.
And many more.
Many others.
Also, 19 years ago, this is odd, speaking of the Giants.
Wonder what the Padres, though, like, why did they decide to go with, like, essentially, like, monks as their mascot down in San Diego. It's the Padres. Weird. It's kind of odd. Because at one time, their mascot was literally a monk, like Friar Tuck, holding a little ball bat. That was their little mascot.
He played old Jack Murphy Stadium.
The dads. I love when they call them the dads.
Is it because all the Catholics in Southern California?
Well, I spoke English, so that's why I liked it.
In 2006, Barry Bonds became the home run king. He hit a 715th. You know, Bonds is kind of making the rounds these days.
Yeah, he is.
A lot of pods, you know, you can talk about.
You know, his like one of his legit best friends is Ken Goldin. That's so crazy.
That they would even strike up a relationship, you know?
Well, it was a business relationship, but like they're like legit friends now. Like they vacation together.
How many years ago was that?
That was 15 years ago.
Wow.
2006, right? There were people that played with Bonds that were like, look, you know, obviously he was on the stuff. He admitted to it, but the guy was still a great ball player. Like he was just crushing balls.
Crushing balls.
Imagine, you know, waiting.
Monster Jam.
I'm sure somebody's passed him with that record, right?
No.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame, and a lot of people don't recognize it, to be honest with you.
Huh.
They still recognize Hank Aaron, Henry, as the home run king.
I Dave know. Widow, I am one of those as well. I mean, I do.
So the card we were talking about is a 1990 Hoops card with Mark Jackson on it. In the background of this card,
couple brothers.
Somebody noticed a few years ago, hey, those are the Menendez brothers on that card.
I mean, the craziest thing, it's like the Frank Thomas Stadium Club, where for years I told people, I was like, he's flipping the bird. They're like, oh, he's really not. He's putting on his, the whatever you call it.
The eye black. Yep.
But he's doing it with his middle finger. So I bet I have 100 of them. And they're like, they sell for like $5-6 a piece now. But still, I buy them for like a dime back in the day.
Has anybody asked Frank about that? I don't know if that ever came out, if he talked about it.
I don't know. The first one I remember was 72 Tops Billy Martin as manager card. He was holding the bat with the bird finger down and like clearly giving the bird, and they didn't see it.
Surprised he didn't hit anybody with it.
Yeah.
Billy Martin was a loose cannon.
Yeah, he slurred a lot.
So this card,
not for drinking, but racism.
They tracked the card, the game on the card. This was after the murders.
Oh Jesus!
Like that night, right?
It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was right after. It was before they were obviously found to be courtside. And crazy.
So let me. Is that the highest? What does it mean being? I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you the stupidest question because I don't understand.
Oh, we're used to it.
I'll get used to it. So that highest graded or highest, what does that mean?
Sold price?
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't sell it on a lot of sites because it's considered murder memorabilia for some reason.
Okay.
eBay was flagging them for a while because they realized that was the only reason they were selling. But now most people just put in their famous brothers and people know. Like with Billy Ripken, they just put, you know, FF on
face.
There.
Put fun face on there.
Because you can't write, blank face on there. You get.
That's crazy.
What if that's your nickname? You can't even write it.
I'd be upset.
What's interesting now is that the fact that, you know, they've been locked up. People are starting to send the cards to the prison in hopes to get them to autograph it. I don't know if any have been returned autographed, but that's the trend these days. You know, a lot of people will straight up mail people. Like $10 or whatever, $20, like sign it, you know. Or some people will send it back. I saw one, Jay Buhner sent the money back and said, you know, buy a vet a cup of coffee on me.
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that, you know.
A vet?
Yeah. Not somebody who fixes dogs, but, you know, like somebody who killed terrorists for us.
I thought you meant a Corvette. Yep, that's the one. Yep. That's the one.
You see him sitting there, right?
Just sitting there.
Right there in the
front
background.
Front and center.
Yeah.
Don't know if they're going to get resentenced yet, commuted, what's going on. It'd be interesting to see if Trump takes that case up. Because Trump does pardons, you know.
Their last name sounds foreign. I don't like it. Menendez.
Because it's not always reported, but he does them a couple a week usually.
Oh, man. I just got a Facebook fussing name off that. Menendez Bryant.
We'll let him go if they promise not to do it again.
Did that resonate? Menendez Bryant. Yeah, it doesn't. Never mind. Scratch that one.
Scrape that one.
Yeah, I was thinking Des Bryant.
Oh, okay.
But you got to explain it. It's not good.
Well, if you threw the X up, I would have known what it was.
Well, I was, but You couldn't see because of the screen.
Or are we out of here?
All right, good.
Don't send your card to the Menendez brothers.
The Menendez. Famous brothers. That's what we'll call them.
You know, Mark Jackson's on the card, and he had a pretty solid career. Nobody's going to ask for him to autograph it.
Oh, yeah. He's got, yeah, there's some that are signed by him.
Oh, and you get both.
Billy Ripken wouldn't sign the 89 Fleer for years until finally the damn economy says, all right, fine, I'll sign some. I'll do it.
Nobody will get a card with all three autographs. I don't think it'd happen. Jackson and both Mendez brothers.
Dude, the best card is when it comes to those little things. I mean, I like the flippings. I like, you know, the bird flips. I like the cuss words on the bats and stuff. But like some of the my favorite is the 84 Fleer, Glenn Hubbard. Like, I love that card so much.
Big snake.
He's got, for some reason, they take his picture for his baseball card with him with a huge snake on his shoulder. Like a big old boa. Just odd.
You think they'll ever reprint like Mantle naked, DiMaggio naked, or you like some player's butthole in the card?
Oh, probably. Paige, call your friends in California.
I know. Like how you talk to your friends with your head between your legs. I wonder if they have a card like that.
I threw that off there. She looked like I was crazy. We're talking when you were, I was asking about one of the breast sizes of one of your friends. And she was like, I don't know. And I said, in fact, boys, y'all get naked together and dress or whatever and talk. And I said, you've never been over and looked at your friends between your legs and started talking to them?
God. Naked? No.
Yes. I have. I accidentally teabagged myself. All right.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.